USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's good news and bad news from the country's coronavirus epicenter. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The bad news is actually terrible. Highest single day death toll yet, 779 people.
And he says on the upside, there are fewer New Yorkers being hospitalized.
There is good news in what we're seeing, that what we have done and what we are doing is actually working and it's making a difference.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do where they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in 3 attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them. Saudi Arabia has announced a 2-week ceasefire in the Yemeni civil war amid fears of the coronavirus spreading in the region. The fighting has been going on for 5 years, and the ceasefire could signal a path toward ending the conflict. Famine and a cholera epidemic have plagued the nation in recent years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After carefully calculating the odds, Bernie Sanders says,
we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible.
He says he's withdrawing from the Democratic presidential race, saying he doesn't want his campaign to interfere as the nation fights the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his 3 homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward.
Despite the fact they're still selling at the drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. The fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.